Hey, Brian Parker here with another exciting video. This is going to be how to handle the first thing and the first time you make an appearance with the court. So we've spent a lot of time on answers and the effect of the counter affidavit and the use of the counter affidavit following you in every step of the litigation process, depending on how far you go. And we talked in terms of it'll take you all the way to trial because it cements your position with the court, but it also cements a chance to have everything done for you. So what's coming at you, let's say it's a summary motion, that's exhibit one. If you're answering the lawsuit, your counter affidavit is exhibit one. So that counter affidavit is everything. And as I've said in the past, you want to counter their affidavit, but also their position with your own. And your own position is 80% dependent on the fact that they have all these bad forms and assignments that make your case not theirs. So today is going to be a little different in that we're looking at the pretrial statement that you're sometimes in some states required to make. That and what occurs in your first contact with the court, which is the pretrial conference. Different states take it differently. Some states have you come in before lawyers get involved, and they have you go through a quickie mediation conference, which is fine. Your point in doing that counter affidavit, whether it's this quickie meeting with the court before an answer is filed, or the real thing, is to have your position presented right away. So that counter affidavit, because I often get people say, hey, they didn't do an affidavit, should I do a counter affidavit? And it's a great question. Yes, because, and this is what I really demand of young attorneys that ask me this question, or people that are defending themselves. Do not let the other side dictate how you run your case. It is all about tone setting, even for the court. When you're going in self-represented, you're going to kind of see and sense, and don't argue with your gut, that the judge and the debt collector are on the same side, at least in regards to the fact that, oh boy, this person doesn't know the law is going to clog up my dockets. That feeling is true. So again, you got to set the tone, not just with the other side and not just about your position, but with the court. And it's all about respect. If they see you're on your game and you point out how the attorney that should know better is not on their game, that wins points with you and suddenly you get a more neutral judge. I'm sorry, but that's 30 years of seeing how things operate in the court, and that's what you get from me is that 30 years. You will feel like you are alone, especially with some of the questions that we'll get into this simple, hopefully simple video. So what I'm going to do is put up a generic pretrial statement. So a pretrial statement, most courts and state rules will require, when I say state rule, I mean rules of procedure, depending on the case, will require you to send in a pretrial statement. There's two reasons for that, and I'm a cynic. The judge doesn't want to read the file, so he's going to make you do that extra work to go over your case that you already did in your answer. So he has this quick thing for him, and that's okay for him or her. But the rules that will require in some states that you shall create this pretrial statement and send it in to the court, and also remember to send it in to the brother or sister counsel. You must, when you're in a case, no matter what you do with the court, you always tell or CC the other side. So I look at it, ABC, baby. This is another chance to take my counter affidavit I just talked about, and no court rule requires you to do this, but doesn't say don't do it. It wouldn't say that. So I make sure my pretrial statement has an exhibit one, and it's going to be your counter affidavit. That thing, that baby will follow you and sell your case for you all the way down the road. But I'm going to put up a basic two-page pretrial assignment. You can get, most courts actually create one for non-represented litigants, and in your state you could even go put that in your search term and it'll come up. So let's do two pages. Shazam, Shazam. And you can see it's your basic thing. And there's a reason why I'm showing you a basic. Again, lock into Google to find how to do this when the court tells you you got to send in a pre-trial statement. By the way, this is true. For example, I'm not going to show you, but in my show notes, which will be attached to Collection Stopper Solutions, all the templates we'll add for the video, it's a shall thing. Remember, when a rule says you may, that's a suggestion. When a rule says you shall, you have to do it. And there are court rules that say you have to do a pretrial statement, but the courts won't require you. The only time you really do a pretrial statement, I see it on the other side, they'll do one without being asked because they can bill for it. To me, it's a pain in the neck. I already gave you my counter affidavit and answer. What do you want me to do this whole thing again? So courts will purposely go out of their way and say, here's your pretrial date, and please give us a pretrial statement. And they'll tell you how to do it for their court. That's nice. But if I don't get that in my practice, I don't spend the time wasting anybody's time. I got so much to do. So the court rules require, and this is, again, it should still be up there. That's your basic deal. A synopsis of the case, the pleadings, issues of law, special damages, the witnesses you're going to use, discovery, if you're planning on any motions. As I've talked in the past about your first appearance with the court, listen, the debt collector will be focusing on one thing, and that is, when can I file my summary motion, Your Honor? Because they think they're going to knock you out there. You're filing your answer, you're filing your counter affidavit. Now that answer, I have counseled, and you can follow whatever you want to follow. You don't have to listen to me. You do your law and your life the way you want to. But I counsel people, again, even though the rules don't require it, I put a preliminary statement in my answer on the premise that most people are busy and ADHD or like me, or just, they got a full docket. So you put it right at the front why you're going to win this case and how bad their case is. And again, 80% of your defense and offense is their stuff. That's the remarkable thing about this work. So I've got what's called the preliminary statement. So if you look at one of my pretrial statements, two things are true. Number one, belt and suspenders. You just saw me. You saw that list. I do more than that. I'll just give you an example. Shazam, two pages if I can. Shazam. So you saw what the generic form was. I've got the preliminary statement in the answer as to no stated claim. I've said that in my title why you should win, right? So when I've answered, I've got my preliminary statement and I've got my counter affidavit. Though the rules don't require it, I write my own pretrial statement. And you can see, I follow the path, but I want it shaped the way I see things. There's motions to be heard, there's initial disclosures. I will do a video on initial disclosures next to help you along on that. Some courts, or not, ask for admissions. And that is not saying, oh yeah, I did it. That's why you will win. Like, I agree that they violated the law. That's the way I look at that. And discovery is the second most thing that both of you are looking for is discovery. How many days of discovery I get? You're generally going to be asked to meet with the other side in a meeting room, especially if you're on Zoom, just to go over this stuff. Some courts require you actually get together and agree. That can be cool if you've got a good, reasonable person over here. But if you can't agree, you should do your own. You should do your own anyway. Your focus is on discovery. I always ask for 90 days. Or it's like selling. Ask for 30 days more than you want. If you suspect the court is, well, it's only a $1,200 debt, I'll give you 60 days. Well, you ask for 90. Good. Just focus on what you want. Add a couple more, just like buying a car. You're going to be asked for witnesses. You're generally not going to have any witnesses unless there's some smoking gun. I always say, yeah, I want the witness of the securitization company or the person that bought this debt. Something that they don't want to give up. That's my only witness. Expert witnesses are becoming a thing of the past in certain areas, so I rarely say, and the other side is totally on this. There's rarely experts in debt collection cases. Damages is where I say, oh, if we're here already, I got $1,000 for my client. I put 5 hours into this already. That's $2,250 at $450 an hour. But my point being here is I want you to dictate how your pretrial statement looks. Always be closing. Always be selling your side. So have that preliminary statement. Have that counter affidavit, not only inside your pretrial statement, but I attach it to Exhibit 1. Somebody's going to read that. And the other side's just going to be, blah, 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 blah. You're going to have an affidavit saying not only why you should win, but why their stuff sucks. One of the reasons you do this, on a side note, a lot of times I get threatened with motions. Hey, I'm going to file a motion. I always go in my head, bring it on. Because if it's a BS motion, you just gave me a free shot at telling the judge what a crappy case you have. So don't bring me into court on BS, because I'm just going to let you just gave me a free shot to educate the judge again. Sometimes, so I keep that in my head. If you're really going to do a BS motion, I'm going to give it to you full barrels. My point being, this is your chance to sell the court on your side. This is just a procedural event of setting your witness dates, your expert witness dates, your initial disclosures, discovery. Turn it into your chance to sell your side. Why not? There's no rule against it. And again, we set the tone. I don't allow anybody to tell me how I litigate. Sometimes an attorney will tell me, you know, you shouldn't really do this. I go, you litigate your case. I'm going to litigate my case. So I'm going to give you on my website, my membership website, a bunch of examples of pretrial statements. I get asked regularly, how do you handle the pretrial statement? So I'm going to tell you right now, attached to my website will be my membership website, collectionstoppersolutions.com, templates. So you can format into your facts into this in presenting the court your side of things. So you get called into court for this first time after you file that answer. That answer and that affidavit have used to plunk into your, or as they say in the computer world, to populate your pretrial statement. Now, here's some fun stuff. I'm going to give you, I've done videos on this, but I'm going to give you a quick update. I'm now going to my pretrial conference. Oh God, the judge is going to be on this other side and attorneys and I need a haircut. Don't worry about it. Whether you Zoom or in person in a pretrial conference, I'm going to give you some tips. Number one, prior to that, is be respectful in the way you want to be perceived, and you also want to do it. It's a double door. It's a door goes both ways. You want to be perceived as not as $1 million, especially on a case where it's only a couple of thousand, but it shows the court that you took the time to respect them. It may not be seen by that way, but there are courts that make a determination about you about the way you look. Hello, America. So set the tone. We're going to set the clothing tone. Respectful. I'm looking nice and clean because I'm in court. It's always, yes, Your Honor. No, Your Honor. But go out of your way to say, Your Honor, Your Honor, Your Honor. It just shows the court respect. And again, they're not on your side and they're more likely to be on the side with the attorney. You got to bring them your way. So here's some ways to do this. And remember, I'm nuts, but these actually work. 5 tips for your appearance in court, not just your appearance. But again, go to court a week or two before for the same kind of settlement or pretrial conferences and just watch for the ebb and flow of things. And I don't want you attending court for the first time and realizing there are things you should have been more prepared for. So if you're in person, go a couple of weeks before and just watch the bailiff. Watch the guy that controls things. Most of the times, the support staff controls everything. So be nice to them. Number two, if you live in the district you're being sued in, and hopefully you are, if not, you got a case against the debt collector, remind the court of that. Judge, are you the Mr. Simmons that lives down by the butcher's? Yes, I am. I live right near you. Oh, interesting. What'd you just say to him? He needs your vote. You also want to remind him, well, the debt collector came from Topeka, Kansas. What do you just tell them? You and me, we're on the same side, Your Honor, and we got Mr. City Slickers coming here. Again, I'm crazy, but you might want to do that. There's no harm in it. There's no harm to winning. There's so much that goes against you that you do not. Why is there someone against me this way? Because I'm out of town. Like, I get hometowned. I'll go to an out-of-town 200 miles away, and it's suddenly I'm, oh, you're from Detroit, eh? Oh, boy. So you do what you have to do to win and remind the court that you are a voter. He's on that bench or she's on that bench because you may have voted for him, all right? So never refer, number two, never refer to the other side by name. That's not Mrs. Smith. That's a debt collector. The debt collector has not met the burden of proof. Your Honor, the debt collector and I were talking. Your Honor, in the hallway, the debt collector, do not refer to them by their name because the word debt collector has horrible little negative connotations right up there with timeshare salesmen. See? And by the way, it's held against you that even if you did nothing wrong but you're being sued for a debt, there's a natural assumption you owe the debt and you're trying to get out of it. So that door swings both ways. Use that against them. Never use their name. Number three, if there's a mini Miranda on the court, on the complaint, remind the court that this is a debt collector collecting a debt. So even where American Express or Cap One has got debt collection because the debt collector put it on there to protect its own butt, remind the court this. Your Honor, this is a debt collector. They say they're the Bank of America, but they're saying they're debt collectors. So the mini Miranda rule should not be on there. It is, so therefore, this is under the FDCPA. One of the reasons you do that, and one of the reasons why you set the tone, because again, stuff is being held against you. A court, if it respects you, it's less likely to victimize you, and you've got a fighting chance. So number four, be careful. Judges love to get you to admit you owe the debt. It has nothing to do with ownership of the debt, which is what you're alleging in your affidavit and defense, but they somehow, there's a makeup in the brain, you owe the debt. Well, I pay my debts and here you are. So you have to either, Your Honor, I owe this debt, I don't owe it to this company because they have not met their burden of proof. It reminds the court you know what you're doing and you're not going to walk in there with this, you know, deer in the headlights victimization of yourself. Courts want to respect you, and so let them know what you're doing. Yes, I may owe this debt. I don't owe it to this company. They failed to meet their burden of proof. So never admit you owe the debt to a debt buyer or anyone else. And by the way, most of the time, if it's a debt buyer, you've never made payments to anybody but probably the original creditor. So they have no business saying you owe them anything without first proving it. And that's the whole point we're here today for, Your Honor. They have failed to prove that I own the debt. Indeed, Your Honor, they did such a bad job. I'm actually thinking of suing them. This is outrageous. Blah, 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 blah. So number five, you got to ABC it. You always be closing. Your Honor, in conclusion, they have not met their burden of proof. Their documents are missing. Here's a tip. It sounds like I go against judges all the time, but here's a tip. I know there are good judges out there. They don't like these collection cases either. So if you present them proof that this case or this complaint has been botched or with no care, you're probably confirming what they see thousands of times a year. So I just did a motion a couple of days ago. I was expecting to lose and I went hard in And the coach said, Mr. Parker, I've never seen someone set this up before. I've actually had judges call and go, could you just and show your brother counsel what's going on? I see these cases every day and I have to default these poor people and it's on nothing, but they don't show up or they don't do a good job. So do that good job. It'll save you. You'll win that case. And a lot of these judges want you to present a case, especially as I said in tip number two, you're a voter. And they may recognize your name in the community. They may have knocked your door. So they don't want to default you. So remind them with your work, with your counter affidavit, that you have a reason to be in front of this court today. They don't own the debt. So what we've done today in this video, I've shown you that even a simple pretrial statement and the pretrial conference can be turned into a winning approach where you get to sell your side of things. The other side does not see that coming. They don't care. They just want to get to the summary motion date. On that summary motion, remind the court when that date is presented. Oh, thank you, Your Honor, because I'm going to be bringing my own summary motion because they haven't proved their case. And eventually, I had a couple of days ago, the court said, enough already. I don't want to hear this anymore. Oh, I love that. And I won that motion. So be bold, set the tone, and turn a simple pretrial statement into a winning closing argument against, what's that guy's name? We don't care. They're the debt collectors. Good luck with your pretrial statement.